It is time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us by the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. You can visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Tuesday, which means it's time to talk some Hillsboro. And to do so, I'm joined on the phone by Mayor Jen Weaver. Thanks so much for joining us, Jen.
I am glad to be here.
I think congratulations are in order to start with. Now that Group 3 of vaccine eligibility is in full swing, elected officials are eligible to go get theirs, and you just got your first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, as we saw shared on a Town of Hillsboro pages. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I was able to slide in a spot at a Walgreens yesterday afternoon, and it was smooth, and I'm feeling great today, and I'm just really excited. Even if I was having some side effects, I'd still be just as excited.
We know generally that, you know, there's still some people out there that are struggling with the sign up process, and there are definitely still challenges for many people to get it. But I have to say, most of the people that I've heard who have been signing up in Group 3 have described the process as pretty smooth. And I imagine it's because we've gotten to the point where not only are we seeing more doses come in from the federal government on a weekly basis, but we also just have a lot more providers out there that people can turn to, whether it's Walgreens, as you mentioned, or, you know, UNC Health or the county health department. There's just a lot of ways that people can go sign up and seek to fit whatever their needs are.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's a combination of all of those things, just as you describe. And it seems like maybe not every day, but every few days there are, you know, new opportunities or announcements about pending things happening where, you know, sites where people can go get vaccines, like the one, you know, the big one in Greensboro is going to be, I think, starting up tomorrow.
That's right.
And it remains, as the governor has emphasized, there still aren't enough appointments for everyone who wants one at the same time, but people do seem to be getting them. And that said, I'm still really appreciative of all the work that the county health department is doing to really try and target communities who we want to be sure that we get and might not have the same access that those of us who can, you know, sit in front of our computers and look around for one for a while are able to do.
Absolutely. That definitely is one of the many hurdles that does still exist out there. But we've seen some of their waitlist numbers go down and down, which is also good on top of those efforts to help people who might not even be on the waitlist yet because of those resources. It's been a busy start to the week for Town of Hillsboro since the Board of Commissioners had a meeting last night, and a couple things were on the agenda that I want to make sure we can touch on. But first off, I know that this had gotten some attention in the last few weeks or so, and we've talked about it before, but public hearing and then a decision from the board on Thomas Ruffin Street, it's been in the news, I should say, because residents were looking for a change to the namesake.
That's right. The public hearing was granted at an earlier meeting, and we had that last night. And the several neighbors showed up to speak, and they remain, you know, everyone on the street remains unanimous in their desire for the name change. But one thing that was new is that when they had first asked for the public hearing, they had asked that the street be renamed Hope Street. But in the interim period, they followed up on a suggestion by Mayor Pro Tem Mark Bell and brought the name Lydia Lane to us. And then later in the meeting, there was really great discussion amongst the board and unanimously voted to approve the name change as asked by the neighbors to Lydia Lane. And for those of you who might not know, Lydia was the enslaved woman who in the case that has gotten so much attention in State versus Mann, that Thomas Ruffin, you know, had this opinion that used such, you know, what we would say now is unnecessarily cruel language that really helped entrench the institution of enslavement in this state, especially. But she was the woman, that Lydia was the name of the woman who was at the center of that case.
And I know that some of the commissioners shared, all of the commissioners shared comments and about this change. And some of them said at the time that they supported this change because it's a name that does kind of reflect how challenging history can be, especially when looking at it from this filter of the 2020s compared to the 1800s, which is when Ruffin was in power. And I think everybody will very clearly say that Ruffin's language in that court case is awful. And what happened to the woman named Lydia, as you mentioned, shot in the back is awful at the time. And naming it after her not only gives her, you know, some honor when she was done some injustice and disservice before, but it also serves as a reminder too of Ruffin's history, which is checkered. It has some good moments in terms of what he was able to do for the state of law in North Carolina, but also, as you mentioned, the decision in State versus Mann was terrible in terms of slave rights and giving power to white people over black people. And the name sort of does, some of the commissioners mentioned how this name sort of reflects that. I'm wondering your thoughts on it too.
Yeah, I absolutely agree that this name helps capture, you know, some of Lydia's humanity back, humanity that was lost for people who were lost is not the right word, was not recognized for people who were enslaved. And that, you know, part of that legacy is that this is really all we know about her. You know, we don't, to my knowledge, we don't know her last name if she had one. We don't know anything else about her except this event. So this is a chance to kind of recognize her as a full person who was done wrong. One of the things I said at the meeting last night, we had some discussion about is I do think that it is important to be mindful about choosing to name things after people, because people are capable, all of each of us are capable of doing great right and great wrong. And, you know, that is, you know, that's part of what we're grappling with in the name change in and of itself.
Certainly.
So, you know, there, and we might not know those things, whatever they may be, until long down the road. So I think it's worth being mindful about choosing to name things after people. But this particular instance, you know, I think everyone felt like this was made sense and wanted to support the neighbor's wishes.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, hillsboroughnc.gov, the website to go to for more information on that Board of Commissioners meeting. You can also stream it on the town's YouTube page. And something else that was briefly discussed, Jen, I know that there wasn't a whole lot of action surrounding it, but the commissioners talked and town staff talked about the train station that Hillsborough is aiming to build to bring an Amtrak line through the town. And the building itself is going to be run by the town, and it's a very exciting project that has a lot of moving pieces in terms of partners. But in its very early stages, this was the most recent update that we'd had on the project in about a year or so, which is exciting.
Yes, it is super exciting. And this is actually getting us back to where we were, oh gosh, late 2019, early 2020, where we were waiting for this funding agreement to be approved by the rail division in NCDOT. And then when the pandemic hit, you know, so many things at DOT were put to the side, put on hold as they figured out their, you know, the intense funding situation that they found themselves in. So to make a long story short, everyone is on board with the funding agreement, and that allows us to initiate the design process. So this is super exciting, and we have 7 years from now and to get the building complete.
And there's going to be a lot of flexibility that the town has in terms of what could go in the building itself. I know I've spoken with Stephanie Trueblood about this before, who is one of the point people on the town staff who's working on the project. And she said, you know, the town's really going to be able to decide what goes in there in addition to the train station itself, but it could be anything from like a park and ride lot nearby to, you know, different town offices. This could offer a lot of flexibility for the town in an area that at the moment is undeveloped.
That's right. And, you know, of course, it'll be very close to Collins Ridge, which is in the process of being built out. So there will be more people there sooner rather than later in that area. And that is something that the town board is going to, you know, we'll have that on an upcoming agenda when we are able to really give it the time, attention, and discussion that it deserves, because we just need to think very carefully about what town needs are, what community needs and wants are, and the best use of that building, because it's going to be with us, you know, for a long time, I hope, in a really valuable location.
Once again, we're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. And Jen, we've got to begin to wrap up our conversation, but anything else going on around the community you want to let folks know about?
I want to highlight the fact that the Big Night In for the Arts is coming up this Thursday evening, which, you know, the Orange County Arts Commission is partnering with other Triangle Arts organizations to make this happen. And it is a fundraiser to bring attention and some financial resources to our area arts that have been so hard hit by the pandemic. And there's some big names lined up, you know, local Yep Rock label. You know, we've got Mandarin Orange and Branford Marsalis is going to be there streaming live in partnership with WRAL this Thursday evening. So I really hope folks will check that out.
It's a pretty star-studded event, and we've been doing some promotion for it, too. It sounds like it's going to be a real special production, so you can check that out on Thursday. HillsboroughNC.gov is the place to go to check out anything town government-wise related to Hillsborough, and Mayor Jen Weaver will speak with you again next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and apologies to Mandolin Orange. I said Mandarin. I got tongue-tied. Mandolin Orange will be with us on Thursday.
Thinking about orange right next to the mandolin part, it's pretty easy to get that switched up. Thank you, Jen.
Indeed. Thanks so much. Have a great one.
It is 3:44 here on 97.9 The Hill. Going to take a quick break, but news around town and another look at traffic and weather together is coming up next.